Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Welcome back to Jason and What's Your Face in the Morning.
Ooh.
I can't wait for this.
Oh, hearty har har. Oh. Hearty.
Alexis. Simon Says. Ooh.
Welcome back
classic
to the show.
Classic action film.
Yeah.
Niche-y, but classic.
Yeah. Welcome back. It is Forced Movie Review Monday. As you know, we're doing some Mondays for a little while because of vacations and blah, blah, blah. You don't care anyway. It's Monday. Alexis, because she's horrible and Santa is absolutely putting nothing in her stocking, assigned me the Dennis Rodman and Dane Cook movie, Simon Says. Now, there are so... This came out in 99, and right away, I know you can see my progression on my Instagram. Oh, right, away, right away, the minute I spent my $4, which again, you better Venmo me. right away, I knew I was in trouble. Right away, I knew I was in trouble. Why? Because the credits looked like Kenny made it on Apple iMovie. It looked like it was done. You know how when you have senior citizens at the Apple store and they're learning how to use their iPad?
Yeah.
It looks like Frank, the senior citizen, is learning iMovie and they're making the credits on their iPad.
Wow.
With the slide-in font, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is trash already. And then it comes up, and this is what was so funny, as we're getting ready to watch it, because my dear, dear husband, now, you know, there are days, as I like to joke, that I want to quietly put a pillow over his face and smother him. But yesterday was not one of those days, because he sat there next to me and went through this trash with me.
Oh, and Colin.
Well, that's love right there, G.
That is love.
That is.
And as we're getting ready to watch it, the credits are rolling, and I'm on my computer doing something else. The credits are rolling, and Colin goes, we should probably see what we're in for. Here we go. He goes, I'm going to Google the plot to see what this is going to be like. He goes, I can't find the plot. And I said, what do you mean? He goes,
what?
There aren't a lot of sites that give the actual plot of the movie.
Of course not.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah. He goes, the only thing, if you go to the if you go to the Wikipedia page, which 99.9% of movies give a scene by scene plot recreation. If you go, no joke, to the Wikipedia page for Simon Says, it says the following. Agent Simon goes on a mission to France to save a kidnapped girl and defeat an arms dealer.
Okay.
That's all you need to know, Jace.
Oh my gosh. And then it unfolds for you.
That's it.
In spectacular fashion.
So Dane Cook, remember I teased this headline? That Dennis Rodman is the least offensive thing in this movie.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, no, wow. Dane. Oh no.
Dane is so bad and so offensive and so offensively bad. Like, there's one scene that I put in my Instagram stories where he's acting like a dinosaur from Jurassic Park and he looks so ridiculous. And then his jokes.
He's trying to kind of do a Jim Carrey.
He is a poor man's Jim Carrey through this whole thing. He is so bad with his acting that Rodman, actually, his understatedness is actually good in comparison. Like every scene they have together, Rodman is superior to Dane Cook. I wanted Dane to die every scene he was in. There is a sequence. I encourage you. Hold on a minute. Let me pull up my Insta stories. Hold on a minute. One, two, three. Okay, go 3, 4. It's the fourth Insta story. Go to it right now, everybody. Go to Jason Matheson. Go 4. Well, first of all, if you go to number 1 or 2, you'll see him, Dane Cook, doing the dinosaur imitation, and then a woman kicks his ass. Go to number 4.
Okay.
It is the worst green screen. They are in France, which the location is the only good thing about this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The car goes off a cliff, and there's a parachute on the car. It looks like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It looks like graphics, and it looks like green screen from the 60s. The car is flying over the French Riviera, and it looks like, again, Frank at the Apple store just took his green screen key class from iMovie. Then the next one, randomly, for no apparent reason.
No, I'm seeing the green screen.
Yeah. It is so bad.
Oh.
It looks like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It looks like Angela Lansbury should be in the passenger seat with Dennis Rodman and butthole Dane Cook. And then I looked down, like the TV's on in the background, and you know, Colin's doing his thing, and I'm kind of sitting there. And all I had looked down, I got an email, so I'm replying to this email, and I looked down, and all of a sudden I hear my husband say, "Why are there monks in this movie?" And I went, "Excuse me?" And I looked up, and there are these offensive monks. Like the one guy, the puffy guy, is making these really inappropriate jokes. And he's acting, I can't even say how he acted, but it was so inappropriate, I think even for 1999. But so there's two monks in it. And then they team up with Simon and idiot Dane Cook to rescue this woman.
Nice.
Yeah, to rescue this woman who is also the same arms dealer that Simon is looking for. Dane has one objective, Simon has another, but they're all looking for the same bad guy who is comical, who, let's get to the end of the movie, go to my last Insta story. Dennis Rodman kicks the bad guy into a power generator, and the guy electrocutes like Emperor Palpatine. He has like force lightning coming out of him, like the Emperor in Return of the Jedi. And then it goes through this whack-erse animation, which I'm like, where did the animation come from? It's horrible.
There's some weird animation in there. I feel like I've watched it through your whole.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Oh,
what did you say, Rodman Man? Rodman Man.
Oh, because he's scaling down a building, and there's no gravity in this movie because he's literally crab walking down a building. Crab walking.
Wow.
And I'm like, what happened to gravity? There's no physics in Simon Says.
Oh, boy. So this is supposed to be funny.
He defies it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, but it's horrendous. It is. I would rather watch Apocalypto again.
Whoa.
Than sit through this trash box.
I'm so sorry you went through that. I just want to say that I.
Thank you, Dawn. Your sympathy is very much appreciated.